This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back last year in October of 2021. I'm talking about no other than Danovation Technologies, Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol DVNCF. And with us today is the president and CEO, Mr. John Ricci. Also, you can find him on the CSE under the ticker symbol DVN. John, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
You know, it's been a little while since you've been on the show. It's been like 6 or 7 months. That being said, for all my new listeners, tell us, who is Danovation and what do you guys do up there?
Danovation is a company that specializes in digital smart labels. Digital smart labels are little electronic devices that will and currently replace paper, tedious labor, and allows you to update your pricing strategies in your stores or in your business immediately in real time. So if you're a grocery store and you're pricing and you're repricing 2,000 SKUs a week, the traditional way is printing up paper labels, sticky notes, perf paper, either internally or externally, giving it to staff, and they have to walk around the store and change the 2,000 SKUs that are deemed part of a promo, et cetera, or just making price changes. And it's very labor intensive. With a system like a digital smart label system, you can do it at head office and at a flick of a switch, basically, in 30 seconds to a minute, those 2,000 SKUs are changed and you set it up on a schedule overnight. So automating pricing and automating promos and information in real time is what a digital smart label system will do for you. Operational efficiency is the name of the game and one of the wins that we promote in our business.
So let me see if I understand this. I'm at the grocery store. I'm looking at a SKU, if you will, and it says, you know, I can buy Jiffy peanut butter for $2.59. Tell me what your model looks like. Is it an LCD digital readout that I'm working at the store and I can change it in the back office? Take us through that process. What problems do you really solve, in a sense?
Okay, so it's not LCD, so we use e-ink. So if you looked at our digital smart label, you would swear it's paper. It looks just like paper. We can put anything on that tag. We can put a picture, QR codes, UPC codes, measurements, prices, was and now, anything that you want. So we just duplicate what you have in your PDF. What it does for you, though, is, you know, you mentioned $2.59. People on the floor don't change prices. They don't have to change pricing. Let's say you have 100 stores and you want to change, you have a flyer coming up and you want to change 1,000 prices in all of your stores, and you may want to price certain stores differently, so it allows you to price by store, or by region, by state, by continent, you want to do. But basically, it takes away the whole, it's taken away paper. So paper is eliminated. There's no more paper in your store, so you have a, you know, going towards an ESG commitment in the environment, and lowering the carbon footprint, you're taking away paper. You're taking away the labor involved in changing the prices. You repurpose, not repurpose, you're giving your staff more important tasks to do in their store rather than walk around the store changing prices. What's really important in today's world is the prices are fluctuating so often that it's hard for a grocery store or any store, retail store, to maintain their margins. I mean, if they could, they would walk around their store on a daily basis, change prices based on the margins that they need to make to be successful. They don't have time and resources to do that. So how do you maintain an effective pricing strategy, or even how do you compete with your competitors if you have to have your employees walk around all day changing out pricing, changing out a promo, trying to maintain a margin, trying to compete with the guy across the street. You know, there's errors happen all the time. Omissions, something forgets to get, you know, someone forgot to do something. You know, maybe 10 prices weren't changed, and that gets amplified at the cash register when a customer walks up and says,
"Absolutely,
excuse me, it's at $7.99 at the shelf, but you're charged me $8.99."
That's happened to me many a times.
Yeah, and what happens? The retailer, what does they have to do? In some states, you have to give it to the customer for free, or there's a discount involved. So there's an error rate, but I hear numbers anywhere from 9% to 14-15% monthly that retailers face just because of errors in pricing. So, you know, our first win, operational efficiency. So we're eliminating the paper. We're eliminating that tedious labor that goes into changing the SKUs. And then we start looking at, you know, so there's a cost savings there, but you start looking at, I can save you money on what's going out the door that you don't see. And I say this to anybody, and I was in retail a long time ago, and I've worked in business a long time. Companies lose money, even when they're making money.
Yep.
They just pay a little bit more attention to the bottom line when they're just kind of breaking even. When a company's doing very well, they get a little bit sloppy. Things go, yeah, it's okay. You can throw something out. Oh, it's okay. It's factored in, but it's not really factored. So a company making a set margin, if you have a proper digital smart label system running your pricing and promos, for example, you could recognize money that's going out the door that you really don't see because you're too busy looking at the black column. Oh, we made a nice margin. We're sitting at 18%, for example, but you could probably be sitting at 21, 22 or higher just by doing this.
So you're saying that your product is really going to help them out with the shortages. If you're in any kind of consumer business, there's already shortage, money going out the back door, money going out the front door. That being said, let me get to my next question because we're running out of time here. Tell me about market opportunity in your company. You know, your company sitting at 22 cents stock price, market cap around 27 million. What's the market opportunity here for you guys?
We're undervalued, for starters. The market opportunity is a $5 billion market in North America. The current adoption rate for digital smart labels in North America is sitting at about 5%. If you go to some big box stores and, you know, you'll start seeing these, this is where things are going. It's going to go digital. This is the next generation. It's a disruptive technology. It's going to replace paper, antiquated systems that you run in your paper system. It's a huge market. We're already working with companies like True Value, Ace Hardware, IGA coming up, in Canada, the McKesson Group with Uniprise and Proxiums in Quebec. We're in our third or fourth location in the LCBO, which is one of the largest liquor retailers in the world. We're working with, you know, McAdoodles in the States, for example, just numerous other ones. And if you looked on our website, we have constant updates. But this is coming. This is the way of the future. It's in excess of a $5 billion market. And this is, you know, something that we specialize in. And important to note that we are the only company in this business that's grounded and founded in North America. We have offices our head office is in Canada. It's in Toronto, Ontario. We're going to be opening up a corporate office in the U.S., but we design and engineer our own hardware and software in-house. It's our own system. We don't rely on anybody. And when you deal with the innovation and when you work with us, we give you one thing that nobody else can give you, and that's home field advantage. And I don't take that lightly. Some people think it's a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but we give you home field advantage. We protect you. It's safe and secure, and we're a good, solid company with a good pipeline of business.
You know, the last time that you were on the show, we did mention, you know, briefly mentioned, hey, Ev, I really want to concentrate on Canada. Then we want to move the troops into United States. As you mentioned earlier, you're getting ready to set up an office somewhere here in the States. That being said, target markets, how are we going to grow this business? What do you see in the next 2 to 3 quarters here in the United States?
Grocery is big. We're having a lot of success in hardware stores right now. Hardware is big. Pharmaceuticals, pharmacies, big opportunities. A few days ago, we had a call from one of the big auto manufacturers because we have a module that we can put in a manufacturing facility. So we're not strictly a company that makes a product that changes prices. It's about information transfer. It's about eliminating paper. It's about being efficient, whether it's on a manufacturing line, whether it's in a warehouse in a DC, whether it's in a pharmaceutical manufacturing facility, all the way up to different types of retail markets, like I said, pharmacy, hardware, then specialties, electronics, pet stores, et cetera, food, non-food retailers. But it's just massive. And because we're a solution provider, we are a software company, where I would say 70% of what we sell comes out of the box. The other 30% is sitting with the customer, and they give us a wish list, and they want to know if our tags can display, you know, A, B, or C. They may have some pain points. We work with them, and we have had a lot of success developing back-end software for some major retailers in North America.
Well, I got two questions for you, and then we're going to wrap things up here. One is the population in the United States is 10 times the amount there in Canada. That being said, you know, that could do a lot for your company. And two, when do you see this transition, our transaction, happen here in the States?
It's actually happening. It's happening as we speak. 80% of our growth will be south of our border in the United States. I mean, we have some of our biggest customers, our biggest deals, are in the U.S. right now, and this is getting bigger. We get incoming, inbound, through marketing efforts, leads on a daily basis from solid American retailers that want our system. Even a couple that have had a competitor's product in, and they realize they did some homework, and whether it was a trade show or word of mouth, they realize, oh, you guys are in North America. I didn't know that. This changes things. This is a real good thing. So we represent a comfort zone for a lot of the retailers because we are local, and we're very happy about that. But right now, like, a lot of our, probably over 80% right now, is coming from the U.S.
You know, I was looking at your company. Like I said earlier, your stock's trading at 22 cents a share, market cap around 27 million. That being said, why should investors be interested in Danavation at this level?
Because I think we're way below where we should be. The future is bright, and we're not a theory. We're not a company that companies raise money and hope to put to market a product or a service or something in the next 12 to 18 months. We're commercialized. We actually have a customer base. We have customers, you know, whether it's we're in one-offs or twos and threes, and now we're recognizing some rollouts with some big retailers. So we're a functioning company, and we're starting to generate revenue internally, which is a good thing. So, investment money is good for us. You know, raising capital is good for us. But I want to let investors know that I don't sit back, and we don't sit back spending money. We're out selling our system, and we have paying customers. We don't give anything away. You know, we may have, you know, a bunch of stores that were in their first store, but the first stores turn into multiple stores when they would turn into rollouts. And it's just a matter of time. I mean, we probably have 30, 40, 50 projects at any given time right now, and we're really excited about the future of our company.
Real quick, John, if people want to know more about your company, how can they find you and maybe your website?
Yeah, Danavation.com. We have investor tabs. We have current news, news releases, press releases. Anything you want to know, it's constantly updated. Galleries, pictures, information on who we're working with. And, you know, we answer our phone if anyone wants to visit us. You know, our address is there. And by appointment, we have a showroom, and we can take you through the showroom, and we can actually visit stores with you. So we're a confident group.
John Ricci is my guest today. He is the CEO and president of Danavation Technologies. Look him up. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol DVNCF. And if you're up there in Canada, they're on the CSE. You can find them there. Their ticker symbol is DVN.CN. John, thank you so much for coming back on the show. Hopefully you come back in the next 45 to 55 days and give us an update.
Thanks very much for having me.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.